You know one of the reasons why we call this program Always Right Radio? And I say this a lot. I tell people this. My wife says, why do you call it Always Right? You're not always right. And I say, you know what? That's true, but I'm always right. And so you take that how you want. And when I call it Always Right Radio, it's important to know the difference between that and Always Wrong Media.
He's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows, going, well, yeah, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more. It's just bull. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bull. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just going to be the least of it, seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
That's why I call what we do Always Right Radio, because it is to establish the clear and contrasting differences between this and Always Wrong Media. That's MSNBC. That was Morning Joe. And that's just one small taste of the left-wing media that is advancing the bloodbath hoax into overdrive. And all of that, of course, started on Saturday in Dayton when President Trump came to Ohio to rally for Bernie Moreno. He spoke to an adoring crowd about how extraordinarily important it is that he become reelected simply for the economic benefit and not having the entire automotive industry, including all of the automotive jobs and all of the consumers that are going to be so negatively impacted by Chinese vehicles being assembled in Mexico and shipped up to the United States. EVs that are replacing the internal combustion engines that we all would rather drive, but of course are being phased out by the Biden war on fossil fuels. President Trump said it will be a bloodbath if he isn't reelected and they are allowed to do those policies free of the tariffs that Trump would impose. It is simply disgusting, reprehensible, and is unforgivable. But that's what the media does. So joining us now to talk a little bit more about what the media does, he is facing it himself, is one of the candidates for senator in this Republican primary, Matt Dolan, Frank LaRose, and Bernie Moreno in a very, very tight race for pretty much the last 6 months. But Bernie Moreno has that Trump endorsement, had that Trump rally in Dayton, and he joins us now on AM 1420 The Answer. Bernie, welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Bobby. No, it's amazing. Obviously, I was there. The rally was President Trump came to make it clear that he wants me in the Senate to help him support his agenda. And he, by the way, you know what other bloodbaths we've had? The steel industry. My father-in-law, born in Hobart, Indiana, worked for U.S. Steel, worked there his whole life, and now U.S. Steel is on the verge of being gone. So, yes, the steel industry in America has experienced a bloodbath. It's almost completely gone. You look at the auto industry, which I'm obviously where I came from. He's 100% right. If we allow BYD, which is the name of the Chinese company, to build these massive factories in Mexico, ship us cheap Chinese cars, force the domestic producers to try to compete with them, there will be a bloodbath in the auto industry. They'll be gone. And the implications for Ohio and Michigan are dire.
Well, let's go back to what you said at the very beginning there, Mr. Moreno. You just said there was a bloodbath in the steel industry. Are you calling for bloodshed? Are you calling for retributive violence in the United States because of what happened here? Because that's what bloodbath means, we're told.
Well, you know what this is going to show you is what they're basically testing out their playbook for the next 7.5 months.
Yeah.
What they're going to do is they're going to take everything out of context and do everything in their power. Because here's what they do. They put a lie out there. And then they all magnify and repeat that same line so loudly, so clearly. It's just like they did in January 6th. Insurrection. I don't think there's any American that liked what happened on January 6th. But it wasn't the downfall of the United States government. The government was not about to collapse. I was born in Colombia, South America. I've seen what insurrections look like. A presidential candidate shot in cold blood on the street. A Supreme Court taken over and all the justices murdered. That's an insurrection. January 6th was a riot that got out of control. And at the end of the day, Bob, we have to call the media out because they are such incredibly corrupt liars that it is going to be the end of our country if we allow the media to continue to be able to spread that kind of Democrat lunatic propaganda.
Well, I concur with that. We're talking with Bernie Moreno, Senate candidate. Obviously, tomorrow is D-Day, if you will, as we try to find the right person to take on Sherrod Brown. Bernie Moreno has the Trump endorsement, as evidenced by that rally and his support on Saturday. He's got J.D. Vance's endorsement. He's got Jim Jordan's endorsement outside of the state of Ohio. He's got Governor Kristi Noem's endorsement and Senator Ted Cruz's endorsement. That's kind of a who's who of the conservative champions in this country. Bernie, do you think that is going to resonate with people when they head to the polls tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. But don't forget Rand Paul and Charlie Kirk as well, Donald Trump Jr. The reality is look at who my opponent has for endorsing. Mike DeWine, Rob Portman, and the editorial board of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. That should tell you everything you need to know about the difference between me and my opponent. This is a guy who wants to give amnesty to illegals. I want to deport them. We will deport them, by the way. When President Trump's reelected, you put me in the Senate, we will deport any human being that's in this country illegally. We're going to end the conflict in Ukraine. We're not going to continue to fund a bloody stalemate that's going to cost this country hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars. We're going to shrink the size of the federal government. We're going to get rid of the Department of Education. We're going to take a hard look at ATF. We're going to massively reform our three-letter agencies. We're going to put trade deals in place and make certain that our industries here are never gutted like what we've seen happen over the last 30 or 40 years. But the swamp establishment is strong. This is what we're fighting against.
No question about it. So speaking of the media and swampiness, I'm going to ask you, Bernie, about the AP bombshell from Friday morning that everybody woke up to and the allegations that you are facing. And I don't know who's behind this. I don't know who gave this information to the AP, but the AP ran with it in what would appear to be an extraordinarily irresponsible fashion. This allegation that you had posted something on an adult friend finder website years and years ago, and that they had geolocation data to buttress their allegation that you did indeed or were indeed responsible for this. And, of course, after the main story gets around the entire country, if not around the globe, in 24 hours, later they say, okay, we didn't have the geolocation data. So now the whole thing is essentially called into question. I want to ask you directly. I know a lot of people have spoken about this on your behalf, but I want to ask you directly to respond to this allegation and where you think it came from, Bernie.
Well, it's not a mystery where it came from. It came from Frank LaRose and Matt Dolan. They have been pushing this story for the last 6 weeks. Honestly, these are two people that I knew for years. Frank LaRose and Matt Dolan are not strangers to me. I've known them for a long period of time. I thought they were good, honest men. The fact that they would spread that lie is disgusting. To me, it's disqualifying. They should never hold public trust ever again. They have to live with themselves and know that they participated in that. They were so desperate for political power that they were willing to prostitute their values. That's exactly what's wrong with D.C. This is why I love J.D. Vance, is because he's a good man. He's somebody who is exactly who he says he is.
Senator, permit me to follow up on that just very briefly, because I have been trying to figure out if this wasn't done by the Brown campaign to discredit you, it was done by one of your opponents. You just said both of your opponents. Are you suggesting that they coordinated, their campaigns coordinated, the two men themselves said, let's come up with something to take down Bernie, the Trump-endorsed candidate? Because that caught me by surprise. I thought maybe one of the campaigns did this, but you're saying they worked together on this?
This lie started, like I said, weeks ago. The LaRose people were pushing it for a long time. Then, of course, the Dolan people started pushing it. So both of them. What's even more disgusting and despicable is that even after it was unequivocally proven false, unequivocal, wasn't even a doubt. It wasn't take my word for it. Unequivocally proven false. Both of them continued to spread this thing over the weekend. Dolan created a commercial. His family, shame on them. Shame on their family for doing that. These were, you know, supposedly good Catholic people that produce a commercial like that, knowing it's false. Shame on them.
Well, I will say that I'm a little bit embarrassed by even focusing on this, because it does indeed do the job that they want, which is to take the focus off of the issues and take the focus off of your endorsements and the momentum, I think, that your campaign probably has. But it does need to be asked. If it was brought up in advance the way that it was, I think you deserve a chance to respond to it rather than just through, media reports saying the Moreno campaign says. I just wanted to ask you directly, and I do apologize for having to do so, but I think people People do need to hear it from you directly, so I appreciate that. They also need to hear from you about some of the issues. You said about, you mentioned about deporting. You mentioned about securing the border and how it is literally the number one issue in this country today, and I agree with that, and I think most Americans agree with that. I asked Senator Vance before you came on about your one of the other attack ads that you have faced. Your opponents say that you supported amnesty during the Obama years and that you actually called for a pathway to citizenship. That's what the ads say. Now, I read something different in some of the quotes that you made, but again, I want to give you a chance to respond to that personally.
Yeah, as you know, that actually was an article completely taken out of context. It was about the DACA kids, these kids that came here young. And I thought maybe at the time, hey, do we provide a pathway to residency, never citizenship? That was decades, over almost a decade ago. What we've seen in the last 3 years is an invasion of this country. We can continue to allow people to come here illegally and be rewarded. So let me just be clear. Every human being who's in this country illegally will be deported. Tom Homan, who will run the largest deportation task force in modern American history, endorsed me this morning. He met all three of us. He knows I'm the one that's going to be absolutely the hardest and strongest on this issue because we can't even have a conversation about legal immigration until we solve this problem of illegal immigration. And this is a national security imperative. As you know, Bob, we have over 10 million people in this country that are here illegally, and a sizable number of those people are here to do us harm. We must immediately begin deportation action, and we will come January 2025.
We are talking with Senate candidate Bernie Moreno now on the eve of the primary vote tomorrow. Hopefully you got your votes in early so that you are not congested tomorrow and something gets in your way or some sort of a glitch at your precinct causes problems. I voted early for that reason, so hopefully people are allowing for that and getting themselves some time tomorrow. Bernie, we've spoken at length about some of the other issues, but I just want to talk about what it's going to take to beat Sherrod Brown. Aside from the issues, let's just presume for the sake of our conversation that you're the right person because of your stance on the issues, and that's why you have that massive superstar list of conservative endorsements. But some are saying he can't win. In fact, $2.5 million from a Chuck Schumer associated PAC just started pouring that money into ads in support of you because they want you to be the winner of this primary because they believe you are the most vulnerable to Sherrod Brown. That's the way the story has read over the last 4 days. How do you respond to that, Bernie?
That's nonsense. What they're doing is they're framing me already for the general election because they know I'm the candidate that they're going to be up against. They know my other opponents aren't going to win. So, Bob, we don't beat a guy like Sherrod Brown by putting up Sherrod Brown light. That's a mistake Republicans make over and over again. The conservative movement only works when you actually put in conservatives. When you put in somebody who's an 80% version of Sherrod Brown, what have we really gained? Do you think that Matt Dolan's going to vote to get rid of the Department of Education? Never. Do you think he's going to vote to actually deport every illegal? Absolutely not. Do you think he's going to vote to actually have trade deals with terrorists that are actually going to take away the ability for China to rob our auto industry out of this country? Absolutely not. He won't vote for unleashing American energy, coal mines, natural gas, oil. He just won't do it. These are on the big issues that matter. He will be the absolute person that will vote with the Democrats. We've seen it over and over and over again. I'll give you just the easiest example. Mm-hmm. Right now in the United States government, we cannot pass a bill that says that when you do a census, you only count American citizens. Think about how insane that is. Now, it's not because Democrats voted that way. It's because Republicans voted with Democrats that way. That's what's got to change, Bob. But if we're actually going to save this country and put it back on the right trajectory, we need Republicans that act like Republicans in the United States Senate, not basically Democrats in their act.
Yeah, I think that's very well said, and because I concur, we do need that, and there are far too many rounds, starting with leadership. Mitch McConnell, of course, has announced that he's going to step down after November, but he's going to stay on until that point. He is in my estimation, he is the ultimate rhino, and I believe that people like Mitch McConnell are endorsing people like, well, your opponents in this primary. How would you work with those rhinos in leadership if you get there? And again, I know Mitch would be stepping down. I don't know who would be rising up to leadership position, but how would you work with those rhinos, and how would you convince them to come around to your more conservative point of view?
Well, if you look at my two opponents in the Republican primary over the last few months, they're speaking much more conservative than they were 6 months ago. So I take credit for that. And I think one of the things that we have to do is speak clearly with common sense around what conservative principles mean. And in terms of leadership, we're going to put in place a Senate majority leader. We will have the majority. We're going to win this thing. President Trump is going to have allies to get his agenda through. And what we're going to do is make certain that we have a leader that understands two things: distributed power, that's not a dictator, and secondly, that understands that the agenda that all of us run on is the agenda we're going to put in place. Otherwise, Bob, we will lose the 2026 midterms, as we should. Because if we don't show this country that we can actually take office and govern as conservatives and get the things that I just outlined done, what's the point in voting for a Republican if they're just going to be Democrat by it?
Bernie, I caught you on Trey Gowdy last night, and he asked you a question I want to follow up on here. And he said essentially that I apologize. Now I'll just say I had a brain cramp here. And about why Sherrod Brown. I'm sorry. He asked you about why the state of Ohio, which has become very, very red. We used to be a purple. It used to be a blue state. Then became a purple state. Now we're a very, very comfortably red state, except for Sherrod. He continues to survive, even as Republicans win statewide race after statewide race and Senate race after Senate race, except for his seat. This is his fourth term he's running for here. And I think Trey asked you how it is that he manages to navigate this this red state and still keep his seat there. What is the answer to that question, Bernie?
Well, he's got the entirety of the mainstream Ohio media that covers for him. He comes to Ohio and tends to be a nice guy, talking about baseball and football, and then yucks it up with them. And then he goes to Washington, D.C., and he stabs every conservative in the back. So he's somebody who's one way in D.C. He's basically Joe Biden with Elizabeth Warren's point of view, and then comes to Ohio is different. So we're going to point that out. We're going to be a well-resourced campaign. That hasn't happened since Josh Mandel ran in 2012. Josh almost beat Sherrod Brown in 2012, but he had Sherrod had the tailwind of Obama versus Mitt Romney. In 2024, he's going to have the headwind of Donald Trump. He will not be able to overcome President Trump's margin. I am extraordinarily confident we're going to retire Sherrod Brown. I wouldn't put my life through a blender like this, Bob, if I didn't think we were going to be victorious. We will. I just need every conservative listening to this broadcast right now to go out and make certain you vote tomorrow 10 times. Vote yourself and then bring 9 people and make sure that they vote also. We have to drive a dagger through the heart of what's left of the swamp rhinos in the state.
Well, that is exactly what it's all about. By the way, the other way you can vote 10 times is to pull a Democrat ballot. That's pretty much unlimited when you do that. I kid. Bernie, I want to say thank you for the time, and I want to give you one last closing statement to the voters before they go to the polls tomorrow morning. And I know you have more statements to be made today and tonight in Parma. You'll be there with Senator J.D. Vance. I might even be able to stop by so that I could say hello to a bunch of great conservative patriots who are going to be there. But give the last pitch here, Bernie. Separate yourself once again from Matt Dolan. Separate yourself from Frank LaRose, and tell us why and how you'll beat Sherrod Brown.
Matt Dolan's a continuation of everything that's wrong from the Republican Party. People that betray us when they go into office. This guy's the most liberal senator in Columbus. He would be the most liberal senator in D.C. I will be an America First conservative. I will always remember who I work for, which is you, the people of Ohio. I will always put America first. I'm going to fight like heck to make sure that we get the America First agenda through the United States Senate. We're going to beat Sherrod Brown because it's long overdue for the guy to be gone. He's wrong for Ohio. His policies are wrong for the working class. We're going to rebuild this working class, middle class in America, and we're going to make certain that the next 250 years in this country, Bob, are better than the previous ones. Election matters. Please go vote tomorrow.
Bernie Moreno, Senate candidate running to bring America first to that United States Senate seat currently held by Sherrod Brown. Bernie, I thank you so much for your time. I wish you the very best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you for always being right.
Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. There you go. I wanted to hold true to that promise. He kept asking me, when are we doing it? When are we doing it? When are we doing it? And I said, I don't know, because LaRose and Dolan have cooled to the idea. They kept steering me to the ORP, saying the ORP has to okay such a thing. Well, I contacted the ORP, and the only thing the ORP had agreed to was a series of three debates that they sponsored and that were they controlled, and those were conducted. Once those three debates were over, anything else the candidates want to do, they can do. They can agree to an interview with anybody they wish. The ORP had nothing to do with this. But Secretary LaRose and Senator Dolan, who promised me personally that they would do this, used the ORP to run interference because they did not want to come and have one more face-to-face-to-face with one another, with me moderating the event. So I said, well, they were invited. They chose not to accept. After the fact, Bernie did accept, so Bernie got another shot at it today. And this it was solo. It was 20 minutes of his own conversation since the others chose not to be a part of it. I want that to be known for the purposes of fairness and just to let everybody know that, you know, one of the three candidates was willing to go to the, to answer the questions, the hard questions. The other two decided they would skip it. So that's where we are. Make your mind up from that if you wish. Take a time out now, top of the hour. We're going to get into a very, very hotly contested and maybe even dirty